Hey there, hey, and welcome to this Tuesday pod of Born to Be a Star. It's another Tuesday, another opportunity, another day for you to recognize your star power. Are you looking in that mirror? Are you reflecting on where you've been and where you're going to next on your journey to success with your star power right beside you, inside of you, your blood, your energy, your confidence, your understanding of your ability to grow, prosper, and be successful? Today is another day and another opportunity for you to rise to the occasion and not look back. I want you to recognize your ability to be the star that you are. And I want you to recognize your ability to not apologize for succeeding. Today is another day, another opportunity for you to love your reflection, for you to see what you want to see in yourself, and for you to be whatever you want to be. Say it with me. Yes, I can learn a new language. Yes, I can change my mind. Yes, I can change my style. Yes, I can change my eye color. Yes, I can change where I live. Yes, I can get a new car. Yes, I can decide I want to change my major in school because honestly, majoring in sociology is not really something I want to do because it sucks. Yes, I can learn how to put the shoestrings in the sneakers that I like the best. Yes, I can learn how to become a posher. Yes, I can learn how to become an Amazon shopper. Yes, I can read a new book or join a book club or join a walking club or start exercising or get a trainer or get rid of a trainer or start a new diet or end a diet. The idea of it is, yes, you can do anything you put your mind to and nothing should stop you, and you should know your strength instead of just seeking out your weaknesses. Following the idea of yes, you can, we got to move into the idea of never giving up. How can you give up on yourself and anybody you love and think you're going to succeed? Saying I'm stopping, being fearful, being scared, not persevering through the difficulty, staying in one spot, not getting through to the other side, giving up on something because it looks too difficult. That's not a way for you to be successful. That's a way for you to be a silent victim of the system that we live in. I want you to break free of the shackles, and I want you to remove the tape from your mouth. And I want you to say it with me. I'm never going to give up. Say it again. I'm never going to give up. Following the idea of I'm never going to give up is why not today? And the idea of why not today is understanding that you can't put off today for tomorrow. You got to go get the dishwasher fixed. You need to probably get on Angie. You probably got to have somebody look at that washing machine in the basement. And your car that's been making noise for about 2 weeks, probably should get that fixed since that's the only car that you have right now. If you really do want to move, you probably should start making the steps to move. And if you want to do things, you got to understand you got a certain timetable to do them by. So taking that into consideration, let's get to some of these headlines with no media allowed, no media allowed, no media allowed, Cyrus anyway. So it looks like any kind of deal that was going to happen with Israel and Hamas isn't happening. I'm happy about that. I said it earlier, about a month or two ago, there aren't any before I say this, I want you to understand war. And I'm going to spend longer talking about this on today's podcast. War is ugly. Typically in war, there's not a lot of good things to talk about. There aren't any hostages left. They are all dead. I know that the Biden administration wanted to instill some sort of confidence and happiness in this idea that they were alive, but they're dead. They're dead. They're not going to be able to survive in that environment to that extent for all this time. You do understand that, right? The idea that the Biden administration expects Netanyahu and the Israel people in the Jewish faith to just allow what they just did by allowing those nukes to go into Israel without some sort of retribution, which I talked about with you yesterday, is insane to me. the idea that they want a ceasefire and that the Biden administration is acquiescing to people that are showing up to town conferences saying that they are going to kill people and show up at their houses. And then when they get arrested for it, they start crying and wimping out because these are all pretenders and they're all grifters because they want attention and they don't understand reality because social media and TikTok and Facebook and all these other social media sites have told them if they act like this and they show up and they do these things, they're going to be understood. But that's not how it works in reality. So please, please. Understand that if Israel doesn't stay strong here and they don't just ignore the United States of America and the UK and all these shitty groups and they don't fight, that they're not going to have anything to fight for. Because this isn't the first time there's been a war between Iran and Israel. This isn't the first time that the Houthis haven't been used or Hamas. And it's probably not the last time, honestly. There's been a problem between the East for a very long time. And the only people that we can rely on in that region is Israel. And the idea that the Biden administration and Mayorkas and all these people and the idiot talking and Pramine Gompierre, I'm saying her name wrong on purpose because I don't like the bitch. So there's that. And yes, I said a cuss word. Sorry, kids. The B word is a female dog, and she is definitely one of them. Again, I'm sorry. That wasn't a very Christian thing to do, to say cuss words. But, you know, I have a sailor's mouth and I don't really try to pretend like I don't have it. Right? I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. These people are running around lying and they can't have it two ways. It cannot be that you want Israel to acquiesce to insanity and then you want people in the United States of America that have student visas and that are not American running around saying Americans should die burning American flags. I've seen that. That happened yesterday. They're doing it today. This shit's insane. One thing should be happening to these people. They should be locked up and they should be deported back to whatever country they came from. They should never be allowed back in here again. And that's it, right? It's over. Like, there shouldn't be a conversation about this. And I don't know why I have to talk about it like this. I don't know why this is even a conversation. Honestly, it's sort of confusing to me that this is the conversation. Not only is the Biden administration acquiescing so he can get some votes in Michigan, because that's what this shit's all about, right? He went out during a speech and said Laken Riley's name wrong probably multiple times, pretended like her death doesn't matter, and I'm going to say her name every opportunity that I get, because her life does matter to me, and she should have been able to live and be an American, and that shouldn't have been taken from her. And it's not okay that it was, and whoever did that to her needs to die. They just need to die. Not because that's going to make the situation better or it's going to bring her back, but because they don't deserve to live anymore. And they definitely don't deserve to live here. The idea behind many people, not just myself, saying that this illegal shit that's happening is wrong is because we understand it's wrong. We understand it has consequences. And we understand these people don't care. Why is it that this judge in New York with Alvin Bragg's, they want to subpoena Donald Trump. They want to put a gag order on him. And they want to tell him that he can't go to his son's graduation. Now, I was listening to Fox yesterday. And I listened to some voices on Greg Gutfeld last night. And they were saying Trump should call him out and go to, his son's graduation anyway. And I agree with them. The only thing they've done with Donald Trump is made him a normal guy with money. That's it. They thought they had him. Letitia James Shaw, she had him. They thought they were going to get their way and that they were going to do something and take all his money away. Except that didn't work. And now in this case, they think they have him. And this is backfiring too. What else do they have here? Nothing. They have nothing. And I know lots of people will tell you that I'm lying. Tell you I'm crazy because I'm a Christian and I'm a Catholic and I'm a conservative and I'm a Republican. But I'm not a Republican because I think that Republicans are all great and I think that they're the next great thing. No, I'm a Republican because I believe in the Constitution of the United States of America, and I don't think that the Democratic Party does. That's it. I was independent before I was Republican, and I was unaffiliated first before I became a Republican. So you can understand. This is coming from a person that wasn't on any side because I don't like the government, honestly, right? This coming from me, every time they attack Donald Trump the way that they do, and they try to pillar away and take away his rights and harm this man and make him out to be the bad guy and try to convince Americans that it's okay to do that, they only bring him closer in the fold. I don't know anybody of any race that is going to vote for Joe Biden, except for a bunch of crazy liberals that always vote democratically. But anybody with a sound mind that's intelligent in any way is not going to vote for him. And that's the problem that Joe Biden's going to have in November. The economy is not doing good, okay? The numbers aren't okay. Rent, a mortgage, school, jobs, what you're eating, your health, what you're buying, none of it's okay. Everything continues to go up. The American dream is dying by the hour. And no one cares about Americans. We have allowed all these illegal people to come into America, and nobody's talking about Americans. It's always how they feel. It's always acquiescing to the illegal people, but it's never how we feel. It's never the situation of what this is doing to our communities and to us. If you witness what's happening in Chicago, in black neighborhoods, where they took away schools and they closed schools down in New York to acquiesce to illegal people because of the rain, you would think I'm kidding, but I'm not. Why are we doing all this? And I don't want to hear brags, not go after bad guys. And I don't want to have to hear the mayor and the governor again make up shit and lie to my face in New York. And this is coming from someone who's got family in New York, who basically grew up in New York. I know New York like the back of my hand. I can walk around with my eyes closed. I know where everything is in New York, right? And New Jersey too, right? My family lives there. That's where I used to be on the weekends when I was a kid. The reason I know it so well, the reason I have familiarity with it, is because, I don't know, one of my aunts lives on Riverside Drive. Ding. I don't know. One of my other aunts lives in Spanish Harlem. I got friends in Brooklyn, bro. Like, I understand New York. Jersey. Right? I understand that, too. Taking that into consideration, though, New York is gone. And these Democratic people that are there are not going to be the ones to fix it. They're going to have been the ones that left it the way it is. What they've done is horrible, discouraging, and scary. I always looked at New York as the city of the free, or the city that never sleeps. If you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. The tight streets, the narrow hallways, the small space, the sacrifice you make to live there, to work there, to buy your Starbucks drink in Manhattan, to go see to go see New Year's in New York, to be in that environment. There is nothing like it. Except now, it is a horror show, and it is like The Walking Dead. They have totally It's insane. They're promoting Go DEI on MSNBC, and they're pretending like ruining New York and Chicago and every other city in New England, basically, and I live in New England, trying to completely disintegrate Boston, right? All these woke idiots that are progressive, all these fools that are falling for the trap. This isn't going to fix the actual issues in the inner cities with the black kids and the Spanish kids and the white kids and the Catholic schools and the religion issues and the fact that you motherfuckers don't understand real reality, or the fact that people are getting thrown in front of the subway in New York. So people are scared to get on the subway. So less people are going to go. And so they're not going to get any tax revenue from that because there's going to be less people doing it. You understand what I'm saying? They are attacking Trump. Saying he can't go to his son's graduation, and they got the nerve in this New York fucking state to be trying to put up these ridiculous ass jurors to judge him in an unfair trial for some shit he didn't do. The last trial was enough, but now fucking Braggs is saying that Trump should have spent money from his running to pay off the stripper or the pole dancer or whatever the fuck she was. And when you do that, you violate the law. So he wasn't going to do that, was he? No. So, moving on from that, the craziness just gets crazier. And I don't think that this case that they're doing is going to help the Democratic Party. I just think it's going to help Trump. And I think it's hilarious to watch it. The more they go after him, the more everybody likes him. He's just normal now. Now, people are looking at reality. Would you want Trump or would you want Biden, who can't walk, talk, speak, take a piss or poop, right? Which one do you want? Biden can't open doors by himself. He needs the fucking Secret Service to be his 911 nanny. And his wife needs to walk around with him because he can't do anything by himself. Now, there's places for that, for people that have dementia and people that have like memory loss like this. It's called an elderly home, and that's where his ass needs to be. And the more we lie and pretend like Joe Biden is so great and he is going to be the difference for America, the worse things are going to get. I don't know. Bidenomics isn't working, man. They stopped talking about it because it fucking failed. Moving on from Bidenomics. Living in Biden's America means you have less money, you have less fun, and you have less good things to talk about. You're more concerned about the fact that you're religious and you go to church on Sunday because you don't want anybody to finger point you or criticize you for what you believe in. And you're surrounded by people that don't understand why you're religious, or they don't understand why you waited to have kids until you got married, or they don't understand a lot of things. That is Biden's America. You can't buy your first house because you can't afford it because you have a job that doesn't pay you enough to afford it. And you and your family don't make $150,000 to afford a $420,000 house. Or you're dumb enough to buy a house that you're not going to be able to afford long term because you have negative equity in it. Understand, negative equity. Living in Biden's America is living in hell. Everything is inside out and everything is horrible. And the only thing I have to look forward is the fact that I know I can go to church on Sunday and they still can't take that away from me. And I got the Pope and I got a lot of other people beside me keeping me in the faith that keeps me going. That is the only thing that hasn't brought me to the bottom, to the brink of existence, to sorrow, is the fact that I got God on my side, right? Is the fact that I could come on here and I could talk to my brothers and sisters and I got some hope that I can believe in, right? My nephew Miller that was just born, hope. The idea that I don't have polycystic ovary syndrome after having that for years. Hope. The idea that my sister Michelle's about to have a baby. And Ryan had a baby. And Alexis had a baby. And that, you know, I have friends and I have a community and I have a place that I can call home. And I have an amazing husband. And we have amazing family members. And just because one thing doesn't work doesn't mean we can't try something different. That's the only way I'm not going crazy in Biden's America. And I have to say that out loud to myself sometimes because I live in America. I'm talking about all these other countries, but I live here. I'm living in a place not that far away from New York where all the crazy shit is happening. Where, like, you should be questioning, like, what the fuck's going to happen today? I just said we've been incentivized. We've seen so much death and chaos and murder and insanity that we don't even flinch. When somebody dies now, it's not a big deal anymore, right? when a woman gets murdered during the day and her head gets blundered in, sure, we react to it, but we've been desensitized to it to the point where it's not really a reaction like that. That thing that happened in that school in Tennessee, at the Christian school, where the trans person went AWOL and they didn't want to give out the dossier because the dossier basically proves that the person was a mental whack job, right? And they care more about the people's feelings because they're not, like, heterosexual. That is more concerning to me. I pay my taxes from my job that I go to basically every day, right? I work very hard. No one gives me anything. No one. Except for maybe my mom and our family helps us out. But outside of, like, your family doing normal family things, and you do for your family and your family does for you, aside from that, no one's giving me shit. And I don't expect them to. Just like I don't expect to give anybody anything either. That's not how this works. They are rushing to legalize pedophilia by saying that kids want to be touched. And social media sites are trying to clean up the dirty water. I had to listen to a man earlier talk about his son getting caught up in some sex scheme. And he committed suicide in his bedroom because they said they were going to use the pictures of his little stuff against him. And that happened to a 16-year-old. And I can't imagine how many other kids that happens to around the world, right? In this sex-hungry, pedophilia crime, sex trafficking world. It's horrible. And nobody wants to talk about that. But the idea that these men and women want to hide behind it, and they don't want to pretend like Jeffrey Epstein was completely disgusting with little girls, having sex with little girls. Like, we don't want to pretend like that's not nasty. Can you imagine having sex with your nephew and your niece that are like 5? That, dude, or like even if they're 12, still like disgusting. Something, no part of me ever wants to imagine in my life. I just feel like I'm gonna throw up thinking about it. That. They are trying to condone pedophilia. They don't want to talk about it. That's why Jeffrey Epstein died in that jail cell, because he probably had shit on everybody. And they were concerned about who he was going to call out. That's why he died. He didn't die accidentally. Come on, open your eyes, world. And the pedophilia is not just in the United States. It's all around the world. And they're all disgusting. Let children be children. The electric lie. Here it is. Electric vehicles aren't saving the world or the economy or anything. In fact, they're worse. They're more damaging to the roads. They're more damaging to the atmosphere. They're more damaging and they're more expensive, period. They created jobs for illegals, not Americans, but they come up on the TV and they claim that the Dow is great and everything is great. But they're full of shit, because the majority of the jobs that they created are for the government, and the majority of the jobs that they created are for illegal aliens that aren't Americans. Trying to survive, we're all doing that together, brothers and sisters, and we got to take it one step at a time, and we got to do our best and forget the rest. What runs CNN? I don't know. I don't understand who runs any of these companies, because they understand that what they're saying is wrong, but they say it anyway, and they don't care about the repercussions or the consequences, because it's like they're not going to have to deal with it. So I don't really know how that works. Moving on from the politics to the next part of the conversation. Being able to adapt can feel difficult, right? Like, how are you going to do this or how are you going to do that? But I've learned to lower my expectations and just be adaptable to life, because things change at a moment's notice. And when things change at a moment's notice, you can't fix things. You have to be able to adapt fast and quickly. I work in a very fast environment, and I don't know if that's what's changing my ability, that I have to do things very quickly, because the expectation from my customers is that I'm going to move quickly to do whatever they need. Like, so there isn't any time for me to be slow. There isn't any time for me to take 5 years to do something that should take 5 minutes. I don't have that flexibility. So I guess I've just gotten in the mindset of just getting things done at a faster pace, because nobody wants to spend 5 years. So then I have my own expectations. Like, if I'm asking you a question, it shouldn't take you 10 minutes to answer me. Just thought. low expectations, because when you have high expectations, then you're going to understand fairly quickly that no one else does, and that you're on a hill by yourself, because you're expecting people to not be stupid, and they are. Can't name one song. What do I mean by that? I don't know any music from any new people, and I've been listening to Soundgarden on Amazon Music, and I've been listening to Skyfall on Pandora. I can't tell you any new musical artists, and we've talked about this before. And every time I bring up this conversation, I feel like I'm going to get closer to understanding new music, and I just continue to get further away from it. Like, I was listening to Limp Bizkit, and I was listening to Soundgarden, and I was listening to a bunch of other songs from, like, the early 2000s, late 90s, and I was having a good time listening to that. And honestly, given an option, I'd rather listen to that than anything that's on. I, again, can't name any artist or any music from today, because I don't know any outside of, like, Taylor Swift, right? And a couple of, like, Christian artists, I can't tell you anything. Facts. Celebrating spring, meaning time to get rid of all your winter crap, put it all away, put the jackets away, put the coats away, and it's time to get out the spring jacket, and it's time to think about getting the flowers ready to put in the garden. It's time to have a good time. Rothy's Birdies, comfortable shoes. So I was feeling some sort of way at my job, like I want to be like everybody else with heels, but no, I want to be like me and be comfortable. I don't like being uncomfortable, especially at work. So on Poshmark, I've been looking at a lot of Birdies and Rothy's, and I'm going to start reintroducing my shoe collection with Birdies and Rothy's. Of course, Michael Kors and whatever else I could find at Savers or whatever, but for the majority of the shoes I want them to be comfortable. That's it. We create trends. Not them. What I mean by that. When you're shopping, don't get caught up in the idea of what you're seeing, assuming that you have to match everybody else. I know that might feel like it's a good thing, but it's not. Understand that you're the trendsetter. Whatever you're putting together, whatever you're matching, whatever you're designing, whatever you're putting together, that is your thing that you're doing. Don't apologize for being creative. Moving on from the main part of the conversation, which is not apologizing for being creative, let's get to the second part of the conversation by talking about Star Watch Talk we watch together. Freelance looks pretty okay. The Royal Hotel. Ghostbusters binge watch, meaning I'm going to watch. Who you going to call? Ghostbusters. I'm going to watch all of them from the beginning, and I can't wait, except for maybe the last one because I don't understand that one, but we'll see if I look at it. Maybe. Murder on Maple Drive looks okay. The Boston Strangler, Self-Reliance and Children of the Corn. Saw all those on Amazon, and I'm really excited to watch one of them, everything one by one. But I'm still getting caught up with the latest season of Hell's Kitchen, and we're going to find out who's going to win. They finally got rid of my most hated character, Elise. God, she was a pain in the ass. So I'm really excited to see who ends up winning this this fight on this latest season of Hell's Kitchen. I'm on the one from 2011, and it's pretty entertaining. Moving on from watching things to eating things, chicken salad sandwich, can't ever go wrong with that. What Nespresso should we try? All of them, because they're all good. But I primarily like iced things because it's getting hotter outside, and I like lattes. Those are my go-tos. Coconut creamer is probably better than milk creamer with dairy. I'm trying to have less dairy now. Have you ever tried crawfish? I saw something on Pinterest for it, and I can't remember the last time I had crawfish. It's been a while. If I had it, I can't remember what year it was. It's been a very long time. I don't know. I don't know if it's something I want to try. No egg, mac and cheese. I saw that on Pinterest too, and I'm considering that, but will that make it taste better or will that make it taste worse? Is that trying to be like healthy? Do you put egg in your mac and cheese? Like, are we saying, like, to mix it together? Like, there's so many different ways to make mac and cheese, and I don't know. I don't know if I should, like, go on, like, YouTube and do what I typically do when I, like, look up a recipe, or if I should just go on that Pepper website and do that. There's so many ways for you to really get a great recipe, but you have to be willing to, like, seriously look at them and try it. That's all I can say. Anyways, that is the pod of Born to Be a Star. This is your Tuesday pod. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being a star wherever you are. If you believe in something, whether it be yourself or a situation or whatever it might be, don't stop believing it because someone's telling you not to believe in it. You are a star regardless of your location, where you are, where you were born, where you live, or where you reside, where you're traveling to, wherever the airport landed. You are a star wherever you are. In the light, the darkness can't fight you. And I want you to prepare for war. I want you to prepare for the fact that people are not going to like you if you resonate your star power. They're probably likely going to be jealous and envious of you because you don't need them to radiate your light. Stars, be aware of your power and utilize your power so you can light up the world. Together, you, me, they, them, and us. We are not only going to light up the world with our star power, but we're going to light up the galaxies beyond the galaxies beyond the galaxies and infinity and beyond that. We are far more advanced than aliens in outer space because we are light. We are an illumination of light. We are there in the darkness, and the darkness can't scare us because we are the one thing that conquers the darkness, light. Don't let anybody tell you what you can't do. Be brave in the eye of the storm. Understand your power. Resonate your power. Ignite your power within yourself. Say it with me. We are light. In the darkness, I can see you there, and I hope that you see me too. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're experiencing, whatever's not going the way you want it to, trust and believe that you'll get to wherever you want to be. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on me. Together, brothers and sisters, we are going to change everything. We are the difference in the day. We're the beginning, the middle, the start, the end. We were here when time was created, and we'll be here after time has ended because we are light and the darkness can't stop us because we are the one thing that defeats it. I want you to recognize your power, recognize your star power, be who you're supposed to be unapologetically bright, resilient, and fearless. This is our time, stars. May your light shine on. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget that you are the light in the darkness. And without you, we can't see. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget your star power. Bye.